time for the U.S. staffing show. We have a solo flight
today. Gray. I'm flying solo without
Jim Bob Dolson.
Yeah. Ben took the last train out to Clarksville, so he's He's done. He's down there today.
Well, we'll see him at the station.
Yeah, probably. Get your brackets done yet, Greg?
No.
No, I know.
Not yet.
Well, it's...
They just drew them.
I know. Yeah. Well, Ben's gone today, you know, so not much is going to happen at work today. We're doing brackets.
All right. Okay.
Don't tell Ben.
Okay.
Well,
you jump online.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you a chance to win $1 million.
I will be there.
Okay.
I'll do... I think you can do more than one bracket, right?
I could see you winning, Jim.
I cannot see me winning.
I could see you winning.
I don't win stuff like that very well. You can do more than one bracket, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I'll do a couple different ones then. Well, yep. We're talking about productivity today at work, speaking of like brackets and not being productive. But to get us thinking about this a little bit, I thought it'd be fun to talk about some strange jobs, which still require people to be productive. I can't even tell you, Greg, how weird these are, okay? I'm going to do three of them, and they get weirder as you go down to the third one. So the first one. This is a real job. A professional sleeper, Greg.
Oh, man.
A hotel in Finland hired a member of staff as a professional sleeper to test the comfort of their beds. The individual, this lucky individual.
I may want that job.
I was going to say, I could do this one. They sleep in a different bed in one of their hotels each night, and they write a review about satisfaction and how it's like, can you beat that job?
Jim, you're making that up.
I'm not. I've looked these up. Second one, you're not going to believe this one. Dog food taster. A dog food taster, Greg. The dog food taster's job is to taste new dog food products, including bones, tinned meat, and biscuits.
Oh,
and they do this to test for flavor and texture in comparison to rival dog food brands. Like, that means they're testing everybody's stuff.
Too early for that.
I guess I never really thought about how they know this. Okay, this
too
is the
early for a dish of dog
if
food.
If you thought that was bad, job number three, this is a real one, and I did look this up. I even have a salary range for this one I found.
Okay.
You're not going to believe it, Greg. An odor judge. In order to... you can't make this up. In order to test the effectiveness of new products... Odor judges are hired, get this, to smell volunteers' breath, feet, and armpits, Greg.
Yes.
And they can make anywhere from 19 to 52,000 bucks based on their experience. How do you get experience to that? Anyways, I don't know. That's a rough one. Can't make that one up either. Well, anyway, so as I said, this week we're talking about advice.
How do you train for that?
How do you train? How do you be productive at that? That's what we're talking about. I guess even in those jobs, people need to be productive. But the article we're talking about today is from a recent Harvard Business Review by author Amantha Imber. Fun fact here, Greg, 61% of us take a peek at our smartphones within the first 5 minutes of getting up. So, just as we're putting our feet on the floor, we're checking emails, news, weather, maybe even before you get out of bed for some people, right?
It's crazy.
It is. It's 61% of us.
People live on these things.
Yeah. Well, the downside of that behavior, though, and that's kind of what this article is leading to, is that we set ourselves up to let other people control our moods and our attitudes before we even get going. You get those nasty emails, you know, that someone wrote in the middle of the night. It's the first thing you see. Well, so unfortunately,
can't even brush your teeth.
And you're already mad at people. Well, this can impact productivity, you know, for the rest of the day. So the author of this article set out to find some ways that we can be more productive in ways that are a little bit better for us other than just reading our cell phones before our feet even hit the floor. Well, here's what she found out. She found out that in general, we should not be letting other people set the priorities for our day, right? Which happens when the first thing we do is check our emails, etc. We need to be more deliberate, is her whole point about our routine. So she interviewed a number of highly productive people and found some pretty interesting results. She said the first tip is to align your most important work with your body's clock. We were talking about daylight savings time.
Yeah.
So, you know, what she's really talking about is we all have this unique body clock that influences peaks and troughs of energy that we feel throughout the day. When do you feel your most energetic? Got to be in the morning. You're here early.
About 2 hours ago.
About 2 hours ago, okay. Someplace around 6:30, right? Yeah. Well, around 10% of the people are stereotypical larks who feel most energetic in the morning. So you're a lark, Greg, okay, just so you know. At the other end, 20% of the population.
I've been called a lark before.
All in good taste, though, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
20% of us are owls, or people who do their best work at night. You know, like me, I kind of like probably lying in between someplace. And most of us get a second wind in the afternoon. So,
okay.
So the idea here is to be deliberate and plan your work day better. Align the work that requires your most intense brain power, Greg, for you, 6:30 in the morning, with the time that you have the most energy. Well, another tip she has about being productive for the day is to actually plan your day, get this one, the night before. Most of us don't think about the next day until we get there. But she's saying, you know, it sounds strange, but a productive day doesn't just happen in her view. It requires some planning, which means spending the time the day before writing down what we intend to do and what we want to do the coming day. So, Greg, the last suggestion from the highly productive people that were interviewed for this article is to avoid being 100% booked for each day. Like, don't fill up your schedule. We often assume that the most productive people book every 15 minutes the whole day, 8-10 hours of it. But that doesn't really seem to be true. People are productive, leave their time in their schedule for real life to happen. You know, like calls from home, emergencies at work, or whatever the case would be. So the whole point of this article, Greg, is that people being productive, it's not about how many hours you work. Instead, the article points us toward changes in how we intentionally put our day together and structure it. It's not by chance that people are productive. So maybe you're tired of the company where you work and you're not going anywhere fast and you're one of those odor smellers and you don't want that job. Call us at U.S. Staffing and we'll see if we can match you up with some great opportunities in our area. And Greg, it's a job seeker's market right now, so people need to contact us. Maybe you're an employer and need a few more team members. Reach out to us. We'll connect you with some great candidates. So, Greg, employers and employees alike can talk with us by connecting with us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com, or they can come on over to our Jackson location over there at 707 North Wisner. Our number is 787-6150. We do not have any dog taster opportunities open at this time.
But you want a job.
Come on over.
They're
out
there.
Time. This is the time to get it.
You can grab one in a hurry.
Yep.
But you learn something every day. I am a total lark.
Are you?
Oh, God.
Morning time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly that's what I am, too, but not like
I'm
super
done
early.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Just shut it.
So you should save all your, like, just rote mechanical stuff to do, like doesn't take a lot of thinking power, for the afternoon.
You mean like sitting in a chair?
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, you should be the afternoon guy then.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Greg.